This is Larry Johnson. He's here with his wife, Lois, and grandson, Dayton. Dayton just disappeared. It's like invisible.
It's grandson rapture day.
Yeah, grandson rapture day.
He's welcome. Here somewhere. I don't know.
So I called Camp Chaminade and I said, hey, I'm going to be in Haiti on this date. Would someone like to come and speak? And they said, what about Larry? I'm like, I've seen Larry.
I don't know.
And I really wrestled with that. No, I've seen Larry speak and thought, oh, man, he is so much fun and just such a delight when he opens the word. He's a storyteller at heart. That would be great. And then our Haiti trip got canceled, and I said, I still want Larry to come because I want to sit and listen and enjoy you. And I know you're a walker, so
I am. I'm sorry.
Let you have this floor. Can I pray for you before you speak with us? Father, thank you for this man and all that you've done in his life. He has a great life story, but he's living a great life story as he's following Christ and passing his faith into the next generation through ministries at Camp Chaminade. Father, we just pray that in these next moments you will speak through him and say to us what you want to say to us through Larry. And Father, we just open our hearts to you in these times. In Jesus' name, amen.
I got to show you what camp looks like, not this time of year. Do you have a video? Thank you. Your guy's up there. Hey, Laurie, how are you? Good. I just saw her this last week. So, your guys are up at Camp Chaminade. They're feeling a lot like Jesus because it's the only time of the year they can walk on water and still have like 29 inches of ice underneath them. I was there. I was told one of the young men came and said to me, he says, make sure you say hi. So Andrew Lasher says hi to all you. That's your family? Okay, yes. Yeah, because I said in Sunday school this morning, he says, make sure you tell everyone hi. I'm going, I will. And two of your guys were up on stage Friday night, and the game, they had to change tires on the vehicle that's on stage. Why we have a vehicle on stage, I have no idea, but it's really pretty awesome. So we jacked it up, and they had to race another team and take the tires off and then put them back on. The trouble was they wanted me to stand in the bed of the truck. The guy running the jack struggled a little bit because we went up and then came down and then went up, and I'm going, I think I want to get out of here. And I'm looking in the back for my program director going, Jeff, save me. I'm going to die. But he did come up and help me get out of that truck without any more collapse of the truck vehicle incident that way. So they're having a good time. There's about 300 that were there. The weather kind of deterred some. I got to be honest with you. I live in Minnesota. I'm okay with a little global warming. It's like, you know, it was 20 below when I got up, and I'm going, oh my goodness, God, can you just raise the temperature like 30 degrees? Oh, that's still below freezing. I mean, why do we live here? Because this is where God has us. I want to share with you this morning, if I trip and fall, Dayton, you need to catch me, okay?